This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dearest sisters and brothers. Inshallah, all of the Urdu fans are doing great out there. Personally, I'm a fan of anyone who's righteous. And may Allah Azza wa Jal join us with all the righteous in the hereafter. Ameen. As well as in the dunya. May that be our companions. Ameen, ameen, ameen. So the second video is all about righteousness. This is a second quality that made Urdurul successful, and that can, if we apply in our lives, inshallah, will make us successful. So what does righteousness mean? On the authority of An-Nawaz ibn Saman, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, righteousness is good character, and sin is that which wavers in your soul and which you dislike the people finding out about. And this can be found in the Book of Muslim. Righteousness is good character. No matter what season you're on right now, or if you've completed the entire five seasons, I'm sure you can agree with me that Urdurul had an amazing character, mashallah. How he treated everyone was amazing. He treated them according to their rights on him. My favorite relationship of his was with his mother and father. He had so much respect for them, and he treated them, and he showed that how much he loved them. Mashallah, tabarakallah. So did you know that the Arabic word bir, translated here as righteousness, can be used in two different senses? The first is meaning treating others in a good fashion, but in particular one's parents, though more generally it means to behave well towards everyone. When bir is used in this fashion in the Quran, it is usually used in conjunction with taqwa, or fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 2, he says, help one another in bir and al-taqwa. The second sense in which the word bir is used is to refer to the acts of worship and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both inward and outward. We can see an example of this in the following verse in the Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 177, Allah Azza wa Jal says, it is not al-bir, righteousness, that you turn your faces towards the east or the west in prayers, but al-bir is having belief in Allah, the last day, the angels, the books, the prophets, and giving one's wealth, in spite of love for it, to the kinsfolk, to the orphans, to the poor, to the wayfarer, to those who ask and set slaves free. It also includes those who establish the prayer, give the zakat, fulfill their covenant when they make it, and who are patient in extreme poverty and ailment, and at the time of fighting, such are the people of the truth, and they're the pious. Righteousness means treating others in the best possible way. The reason we do this is because we know that this is what Islam teaches. When our intentions are to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, we'll pay attention to our treatment of others and the speech that comes out of our mouths. The way we gain righteousness, my dear sisters and brothers, is by believing in our Lord and all that He has revealed, by worshipping Him the way He's asked us to, by doing good deeds, by being honest and patient and giving in charity. The scholars have discussed this concept of good character as it is understood in Islam in great detail, mashallah, tabarakallah. Good character with respect to the Creator is said to incorporate three necessary aspects, my dear sisters and brothers. Number one, that we're sincere in the belief of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, without any doubts. Number two, acceptance of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and striving to fulfill them. And number three, accepting Allah's decree with pleasure and patience. How many times have we seen Urdurul forgive those who repented? How many times have we seen him help others and always behave in a way that is respectful, even to his enemies? My dear sisters and brothers, we must refrain from harming others even though they try to harm us. Until we have full proof, and until we have the evidence, and until we can bring it to the courtroom and show that, and we can be just, we must refrain from harming others. You know, the one who is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the farthest away from causing harm to his creation, especially when they remember what Allah Azza wa Jal has said. In Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 4, Allah Azza wa Jal says, the seven heavens and the earth and all that is therein of glorify Him. There is not a thing but that glorifies His praise, but you understand not their glorification. Truly, He is ever forbearing, often forgiving. Finally, good character with respect to oneself relates to how we deal with our own soul. We should nurture our own soul, do what is best for it, treat it kindly. The ultimate pleasure of the soul comes from the worship and obedience to its creator, and this satisfaction can be deepened through attaining the knowledge necessary to follow the straight path. Again, how many times, mashallah, have we seen Ertuğrul do that, control himself with his desires, with his anger, with everything, to make sure that he's not disobeying Allah in any way, shape, or form, to make sure he's in line with the Sharia of Islam. We can see from this that the Islamic character, Islamic concept of character, is all inclusive. It incorporates the good conduct for the creator, the creation, and oneself. For a person to have good character, they must be righteous at all times and try their best. It is not sufficient to be kind to your parents, but to neglect Allah Azza wa Jal. One cannot worship Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and neglect the creation. That is not considered good character. To have good character, we must be righteous in all our conduct towards all living things. How to get good character? There are a number of ways in which we can strive to improve our character. Number one, we read the Quran in order to see the importance of having good character. Number two, we read the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to see how he lived his life in order to understand the best example of good character. Number three, we keep good company. It's easier to have good character when we are surrounded by inspiring examples. I mean, when we look at the Ertuğrul series, we see he had Turgut, he had Bamsi, he had Dogan, he had righteous people around him who believed in him, who trusted him, and who are all on the same path, mashallah, tabarakallah. He trusted them with his family, with his tribe, with, the non-believers. He trusted them that they would make the right decisions. And of course, we all make mistakes. But subhanAllah, overall, everyone was on that same right path. Number four, we consider the negative results of bad character and its effect on our family, society, and our own soul. How many times have we done something that was wrong, that was negative, that was bad, and we've regretted it? We couldn't change it because it's gone. All we can do is repent for it. Number five, we perform acts that go against our negative instincts, such as if we're donating in a charity and being stingy. Don't be stingy. Donate. Give for the sake of Allah. Give. And how many times have we seen that in Ertuğrul? How many times did he give and give and give what he had to his family, to his friends, to his companions, to everyone? He wasn't stingy, because this is the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Number six, we remember Allah Azza wa Jal and we remember his rewards and punishments. Number seven, we make dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to help us change, because good characters and its resulting actions are a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. Number eight, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. He used to say, and this is recorded in the Book of Muslim, guide me to the best of manners. No one can guide to the best of them but you. And turn me away from evil manners. No one can turn me away from them except you. We need to remember that our change, yes, we put in our actions, we put in our goals, we put in our steps, but at the end of the day, it will come from Allah Azza wa Jal. It will come from him. So we need to keep asking him and making dua and waking up and trying our best, but keep begging him for that help, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. My dear sisters and brothers, let's follow the example of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as this is exactly what Ertuğrul did. He followed the example of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he would say that over and over and over. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and sin is that which wavers in your soul and that which you dislike the people finding out about. If you don't want people to find out about your sins, then isn't it time we let go of these sins? Isn't it time that we change? SubhanAllah, just reflect on that. I would like to end it all with you to remember how Ertuğrul was the same man at home as he was outside. He did not have dual personalities. His character was the same at all times. And he always tries to stay away from the sin, whether he's alone or with others. And this is something that we all must try. Inshallah, we're not perfect and we're going to make our mistakes and we're going to sin. But if we keep changing and we keep trying and we keep making dua, then inshallah we will have this successful character like Ertuğrul did, which he followed from the path of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jazakallah khairan and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.